Hey, hey! Welcome to season 7 of Moments with Ndero podcast. I cannot believe that we are here, season 7. So this episode marks 121 episodes. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, this is a podcast where you will be inspired, encouraged, and uplifted. Thank you for showing your support throughout this journey. Thank you for those who voted for me for the different nominations that I received this year. So the first one was Content Creators Awards. The category was for Best Podcast or Voice. And then the second nomination was for Digital Creators Awards. And that category was Creator of the Year Podcast. Thank you so much for everyone who has voted. Thank you for the support that you've shown so far. I am truly, truly grateful. And one of the things that I told myself about this new season was to try something new, to push my boundaries, to step outside the comfort zone. And earlier this month, I had a conversation with Alexis Gunyi. It was such an enlightening conversation. And the theme that we were exploring was your voice matters. And for those who missed that conversation, don't worry, the recording will be edited into an episode. And for those who joined that conversation, thank you so much for joining that conversation. It happened via Zoom, and we just had an inspiring and, you know, insightful conversation with Alexis Gunyi. And a shout out to her. Thank you so much for taking the time for being on the podcast. So with that in mind, this season is all about trying new things, stepping out of our comfort zones, because sometimes when we've done something for a while, we become comfortable and we can do it with our eyes closed. We can do it, you know, blindfolded. But here's the thing, when you do something over and over again, you become comfortable, you become stagnant, you get stuck. And sometimes we don't want to recognize that, but it's important that we step outside of our comfort zones, because growth is always outside of our comfort zones. Of course, it's painful when you are seeking to step out of your comfort zone, because you are stretching yourself, you are learning new things, and as you're learning, you're recognizing that there's some things that you have to relearn, and it can be tough and it can be difficult, but you deserve to see yourself grow and become the best version of yourself that you are aspiring to be. There's so much that has been deposited in you and I, but we cannot actualize that if we're staying comfortable, if we're staying within our comfort zones. One of the reasons why I chose to have a live conversation with Alexis Gunyi was to push myself and to stretch myself to see what else could I be able to do in this season of my life. At times, we can get so caught up in our comfortable spaces, comfort zones, because we don't want to venture out and explore new areas of our lives, to explore new ventures or to explore new territory, because of fear. And fear is something that we face every single day. But unfortunately, fear is something that will always hold us back, always cripple us. And fear is false evidence appearing real. That's it. You're fearing what people will think about you. Well, in fact, you have no control over their thoughts. How about just focusing on what you're telling yourself? What are you thinking in those moments when you're trying to achieve something new or when you're trying to step out of your comfort zones? That's more important to hold on to than thinking about what are people thinking about me and letting that cripple you and hold you back. There's so much that has been deposited in us, but unfortunately, fear will make us stay in those spots that we're in, and we will not be able to actualize or to reveal to the world what's within us. Fear of failure as well is something that holds us back. But failure is constant, guys. Failure is constant. And one of the things that I have come to embrace, because my 9-to-5 job, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business owner. One of the things that I had to embrace early on in my entrepreneurship journey was failure. I know it scares us. Sometimes we don't even want to think about it, but failure is necessary for our life journey. It ensures that we're constantly learning if we want to learn, because we know of people who have faced difficult challenges of failure and have remained stuck and not been able to overcome that challenge. Fear, you know, as I mentioned earlier, is false evidence appearing real. And one of the things that I am learning in this season, and one of the things that I am learning in this chapter of my life is, if I'm being presented with false evidence, right? If I'm being presented with false evidence, that means there must be truth. There must be actual facts that are also being presented, but I'm not seeing it. So, how can I switch my perspective to start recognizing that instead of focusing on the false evidence that's appearing real, what truth do I need to shift my focus to and start gazing upon that? For me, what anchors me is faith. Faith in whom? Faith in Jesus Christ. So, if fear has presented itself, the other aspect that's being presented to me is faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the reality that my life is not a mistake. So, in those moments of doubt, in those moments of worry, in those moments of wondering if what I'm trying to achieve will come to pass, let me shift my focus to faith. Yeah? So I shift my focus to faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the Word, faith in the fact that my life is not a mistake. So what is faith? Faith is the assurance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Fear, false evidence. Faith, reality, real. The evidence of things not seen. So as I shift my focus to the things that are not seen, the goals, the dreams that I want to see actualized, the whatever, mention it for yourself. What do I want to achieve? That thing that you're hoping to achieve is real. It's just not yet seen. Because as I've mentioned here, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So there is, so whatever you're seeking to achieve already exists. Whatever you're seeking to accomplish already exists. But the question is this: what evidence are you contemplating upon? What evidence are you looking upon each and every single day? Because it matters. It truly matters what you're focusing on. Because if you keep pushing forward, if you keep pushing towards your goal, you will actualize it. Because in this moment, as you are looking into your future, it is a thing that is not yet seen, but because of faith. Faith is the evidence that it exists. Faith is the evidence that you will accomplish that thing that you're seeking to achieve. But what evidence are you contemplating on? Because fear is what? False evidence appearing real. Yet faith is the assurance of things hoped for. So I remember when I started this podcast, episode one, I truly hoped that I would have the longevity to see this podcast grow, to see this podcast impact lives, and to have conversations with different people. And I remember in season one, during the pandemic, and I was recording solo episodes just like this one, but it was just audio. And I was wondering to myself, will I be able to even get guests? Will I be able to schedule guests? Would they even want to be part of this conversation? Would they even want to be part of this podcast? But I had faith. The assurance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And the Amplified Version says the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses. So what you're hoping for, what you are aspiring, it's already a fact. It's already a real thing. But again, what evidence are you contemplating upon? False evidence appearing real, fear, or faith, the evidence of things not seen, but it will become a reality at a future point, will become a reality in the future. But the question is, will you continue pushing forward to that point to see the accomplishment of your goals and dreams? Of course, there will be challenges. Of course, you will fall down. Of course, you will fail. Of course. But faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses. So have faith. Have faith in whatever you are seeking to pursue. So have faith in whatever it is that you're hoping to achieve. Have faith that you will grow beyond the certain point that you're in. Have faith that your destiny is true. Have faith that your life is not a mistake, regardless of the circumstances that you're in. Have faith that your dreams will come true. Have faith. Have faith. And with that, that is the conclusion of episode 121. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching, for those who are watching on YouTube.
This season of Moments with Ndero podcast is powered by workspaceglobal.com, branding made easy.